in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week beginning Saturday, September 10th, 2005, this is the Rain Report. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. Last week's interview with ARRL Media and PR Manager Alan Pitts, W1AGP, sharing some good advice about assisting in Katrina's aftermath, will remain online at rainreport.com for the balance of the week, thanks to audio bandwidth being underwritten by CQ Communications. Speaking of CQ Communications, its editor is Rich Moseson, W2VU.
You're going to have to pass that general class written exam in order to get any HF privileges. That hasn't been the case for more than a half century. And it would be a big, big step backwards to go back to that now. That's our biggest concern.
Rich is referring to FCC Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, NPRM, docket WT05-235.
Well, the FCC in its usual form has taken 30 pages to say two basic things. It thinks that code tests for all levels of ham licenses should be eliminated, and it doesn't think there should be a new entry-level license. That takes 30 pages. That's the basis of this NPRM. The commission feels that it's time to do away with code exams for both the general and the extra class license, and it's not in the mood for creating a new class of entry-level license after 5 years ago streamlining the license structure from 7 license classes down to 3.
So what the FCC is proposing to do away entirely with code in the testing process. 15 years ago, that would have been a radical position to make, but today it's not quite as radical. In light of the World Radio Administrative Conference, WRC, 2003.
Back in 2000, when the FCC restructured the amateur licensing structure, it said that the only reason it was going to retain the Morse code exam was because the international regulations required it. That was when the speed for the code exam for general and extra was cut back to 5 words a minute. In 2003, the International Telecommunications Union eliminated that international requirement for showing code proficiency in order to be licensed to operate on HF. It then became up to each individual country. Immediately, there were 18 different petitions filed with the FCC from various individuals and groups, making a pretty broad array of suggestions for how to implement this. Most of them called for eliminating the code test for both general and extra. Some suggested eliminating it just for general. There were a couple that called for increasing the speed of the code test for extra. There were also two proposals, one from the ARRL and a slightly different one from the National Council of Volunteer Examiner Coordinators, to do away with code testing but to create a new entry-level license. I believe the ARRL petition called for only doing away with the general code test. Create a new entry-level license without a code exam with HF privileges. The two proposals were similar but not identical. In this notice of proposed rulemaking, the FCC basically grouped all those 18 petitions together and said, we think the code test ought to be eliminated for both general and extra, but we don't think it's necessary to create a new entry-level license. That the taking the written test for technician in general will be an easy enough path for those who want to get on HF. There's really not a whole lot more to it. I mean, they take 30 pages, but they don't say much more than that.
What is CQ's position on this proposal?
First of all, I think it's important to differentiate between Morse code as an examination element and Morse code as an operating mode. And a lot of the preliminary comments that I've seen talk about the importance of code as an operating mode. And there is no suggestion in the NPRM or anywhere else to eliminate the code as an operating mode. CQ strongly believes that Morse code is a very strong, vibrant operating mode, that it will continue to be a strong and vibrant operating mode, whether or not there's a code test required as a condition of getting a license. We got over 4,000 logs submitted last year for our CQ Worldwide CW contest, the greatest number of logs ever submitted in any CW contest. The expeditions that aren't running major power and major antennas, and that's a growing trend, is these mini de-expeditions. A lot of times the only way to get through is CW. There are tons of reasons why it's a good idea to know and use CW. But the question is, does it need to be a component of the license exam? and it's important to separate those out from each other. Generally speaking, we don't think that passing a code test makes you a better ham or a good CW operator or makes you more likely than someone who didn't have to take a test to actually use CW. I know a lot of people who have passed their 20-word-a-minute code tests and don't operate code. I also know people who have passed only a 5-word-a-minute code test and love operating code. There really doesn't seem to be a correlation between taking a code test and liking to operate code. It has its own strong points going for it that will continue whether or not it's a test element. That said, we basically disagreed with the FCC's proposal to completely eliminate it. We think it should remain for the extra class. I was very surprised that the commission suggested eliminating it completely because the preliminary comments that had been filed on those 18 petitions showed a very strong consensus for eliminating the code test for general and keeping it for extra. People who wanted to get rid of the code test altogether said we prefer to have no code tests, but if you have to keep it for extra as long as you get rid of it for general. The people who wanted to keep the code tests said we prefer to keep things as they are, but if you're going to have to get rid of it, we're okay with getting rid of it for general as long as you keep it for extra. There's a very broad consensus for eliminating the general class code test and keeping the extra class code test. And I was surprised that the FCC didn't go in that direction because they usually like consensus. It's easier for them when there's general agreement on something, especially something as contentious as this issue. Plus, if you look at the licensing numbers, the code test, particularly the 5-word-a-minute code test, has not been an impediment to people upgrading to extra. There are 30,000 new extras in the past 5 years. The code test has not stood in the way of those people upgrading. There are also 25,000 new generals, so it doesn't seem to be that much of an impediment regardless. But I can fully understand and appreciate the desire to eliminate it from the general test. But our bigger concern is that they are not going to do anything or don't want to do anything regarding entry level to HF. Ever since the 1950s, there has been an entry level license providing HF privileges. Novice license from the mid-1950s through 2000, when it was eliminated in the restructuring. But even then, a technician class licensee, by passing the 5-word-a-minute code test, could get novice HF privileges. There was a way to get on HF without having to become a general. This proposal seems to be taking us back 55 years to when the only entry to HF was what is today the general class license. There seems to be an assumption on the FCC's part that that general class test is easy. Well, I know a lot of people who are not particularly good at math, who are not engineers, who would much rather take a code test than take the general test. I randomly turned to a question in the general class question pool in the ARRL's Q&A book. What is the peak-to-peak voltage of a sine wave that has an RMS voltage of 120 volts?
I wouldn't have a clue.
I wouldn't either. The answer is 339.4 volts. If you know the RMS voltage and want to know the peak value, multiply the RMS by the square root of 2. If you want to know peak-to-peak, double the result. Right. Or, what's the voltage across a 500-turn secondary winding in a transformer if the 2,250-turn primary is connected to 120 volts AC?
Again, I don't have a clue.
I don't either, except that I'm looking at the answer. For somebody who's not strong in math and engineering, this is a tough test to pass. And we're going to make people pass this test as the only way to get onto HF if the FCC's current proposal is passed.
CQ Magazine editor and CQ VHF Magazine editorial director Rich Moseson, W2VU, discussing FCC NPRM docket WT05-235, whose commentary cutoff date is October 14th. We'll conclude Hap Holly KC9RP's conversation with Moseson next time. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2005 Rain, all rights reserved. Packing up for my return to Ackley, Iowa, I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ, bidding you very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network.